Hey neighbors, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to kind of dive into the economic ideas of Ron Paul,
All right.
specifically his book, Pillars of Prosperity.
Yeah.
I think this will be a kind of a fascinating look into how he views economics,
Yeah.
especially as it pertains to us
Right.
here in Deer Park, LaPorte in Pasadena.
You know, it's interesting you say that because a lot of times Ron Paul's ideas are discussed on a national level,
Right.
but they really have a lot of implications for how we approach things
Yeah.
on a local level here in our community.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's jump right in.
Okay.
One of the first things that kind of jumps out at you when you read Pillars of Prosperity is his idea of honest money.
Right.
He's basically saying, look, forget all this complicated financial stuff.
Right.
Let's just go back to a system where our money is backed by something real,
Yeah.
like gold.
And that's a really interesting concept, especially when you consider how it might impact a local economy like ours
Right.
right here. Imagine if instead of relying on the dollar, which fluctuates all the time,
Right.
our local businesses and transactions were rooted in something more tangible, something less susceptible
Right.
to the whims of national or global economic forces.
And he really hammers home this idea that when the government has total control over our money,
Yeah.
which he calls fiat currency,
Right.
it's just a recipe for disaster.
It is.
He warns about inflation,
Yeah.
he moans about uncontrollable debt,
Yeah.
and he warns about instability.
Yeah. And I think that's something that can really ripple through a community like ours,
Absolutely.
where we're so interconnected.
Yeah, and he's not just theorizing about this. He actually, in Pillars of Prosperity, shares a story
Oh, yeah.
about how Nixon taking the U.S. off the gold standard in the 70s was like a turning point for him.
It was for him, it was the thing that prompted him to run for office for the first time.
Wow.
He saw it as a sign that the system was broken,
Wow.
that individuals needed to step up and challenge the status quo.
So it really kind of lit a fire under him.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we've got this idea of honest money, and we were talking about how the government shouldn't have control over our money.
Right.
This idea of less government control,
Yeah.
it goes way beyond currency for Ron Paul.
It absolutely does. This leads right into his perspective on the business cycle.
Okay.
You know those booms and busts
Yeah.
that everybody feels,
Especially local.
especially on a local level?
Yeah.
Ron Paul doesn't see these cycles as a natural part of a free market.
Okay.
He points the finger squarely at government intervention,
Interesting.
particularly the actions of the Federal Reserve.
He does not pull any punches when it comes to the Fed.
He does not.
So what is he saying about the Fed?
He believes that by manipulating interest rates,
Okay.
the Fed creates these artificial bubbles that are bound to burst,
Yeah.
and then they lead to these recessions.
Right.
And those recessions hit Main Street businesses and families
Yeah.
right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
So are you saying that potentially some of the economic hardships
Yeah.
that folks have faced here,
Potentially.
maybe some of those businesses that have struggled,
Sure.
could be traced back to policies
It's something to consider.
made in Washington?
Absolutely. And Ron Paul argues that, the free market,
Okay.
if it were left to its own devices, has natural mechanisms for correction.
Right.
And it would be much more stable
Yeah.
than a system that's constantly being tweaked and controlled
By the government.
by government
It
intervention.
makes you think how much power we really have here locally.
Right.
If those federal policies are causing problems,
Yeah.
maybe the solution is to create a stronger local economy.
That's the kind of thinking that Ron Paul really encourages.
Yeah.
He's a big advocate for what's called the Austrian School of Economics,
Okay.
which emphasizes the power of individual action and the unintended consequences
Okay.
of too much government control.
All right, so we've got this idea of honest money. We've got the dangers of government intervention.
Yeah.
What else does he say is a pillar of prosperity?
Well, this might surprise some folks, but Ron Paul
Okay.
is a staunch non-interventionist.
When it comes to foreign
When
policy.
it comes to foreign policy,
Okay.
he believes that getting entangled in these overseas conflicts actually creates problems back home,
Economically.
economic
I
problems.
can see how that would resonate with people here.
Yeah.
We've all seen the impacts of military deployments
Right.
on our families and our community.
Absolutely.
So what is he saying about that?
Well, he argues that, these interventions drain resources,
Okay.
resources that could be used to strengthen the local economy.
Okay.
He's also very critical of foreign aid.
In what way?
He argues that it often benefits corrupt governments
okay.
rather than the people that it's supposed to help.
Interesting.
And he's not a fan of international organizations like the IMF or the World Bank.
Really?
He sees them as interfering with U.S. sovereignty and potentially destabilizing the global economy.
And that obviously would impact us.
Which ultimately impacts us all, right?
So is this idea that, you know, what happens on the other side of the world can end up affecting us here?
Absolutely. And this ties back to his belief in limited government.
Okay.
He sees a direct link between government overreach, both domestically and internationally,
okay.
and the erosion of individual liberty and economic prosperity.
It's a pretty radical perspective.
It is.
But he presents it in a way that's like, wow.
Yeah.
I need to think about this.
It makes you think.
It's not just about economics, it's about values.
It's about values.
And how we want to live our lives.
Absolutely. He makes a compelling case that excessive government intervention,
yeah.
whether it's controlling our money, manipulating the economy, or getting involved in foreign conflicts, ultimately undermines our ability
okay.
to build a truly prosperous and free society.
So is the alternative?
Well, he has some pretty strong opinions on that, particularly when it comes to taxes and spending.
Yeah.
He believes in drastically shrinking the size and scope of the federal government.
All right. So now things are about to get interesting.
Yeah. So he really believes in shrinking that federal government.
Okay.
He sees excessive government spending as a drag on the economy.
Okay.
Especially on a local level.
So less money going to Washington and more staying here.
Exactly.
In Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
He argues that reducing taxes, particularly the income tax, would free up resources
okay.
for individuals and businesses to invest in their own communities.
I bet a lot of our listeners are liking that idea.
Yeah.
But what about those government programs
right.
that people rely on?
Well, this is where it gets really thought-provoking, maybe
right.
a little controversial.
Okay.
He's not a fan of the welfare state.
Interesting.
He sees it as creating dependency and undermining individual initiative.
Okay.
He even suggests rethinking programs like Social Security.
Wow.
Arguing for greater individual control over retirement savings.
That's a big shift.
It is.
From how things are now.
Yeah.
But I guess his point is, if people had more control over their own money,
right.
they could make choices that are best for their family
exactly.
and their community.
He believes that individual liberty and economic freedom
okay.
go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And he sees a strong connection
yeah.
between a vibrant free market and a thriving society.
Okay.
And he's not afraid to challenge the status quo.
Yeah.
He's been a vocal critic of corporate welfare and bailouts,
right.
arguing that they distort the market
okay.
and create an uneven playing field for small businesses.
That resonates with a lot of people here.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of entrepreneurial spirit in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Absolutely.
People want to know they have a fair shot
right.
without the government picking winners and losers.
And this brings us back to the housing market,
right.
something we touched on earlier.
Yeah.
Ron Paul sees a direct link between government intervention and housing
okay.
and the crises that we've seen both nationally
right.
and here in our communities.
He's not a fan of those easy credit policies from the Fed.
He's not. He argues that those artificially low interest rates created a housing bubble
right.
that was bound to burst.
Which it did.
Which it did.
Yeah, and he also points to those government-sponsored enterprises.
Yes.
Like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Right.
As distorting the market.
Yeah.
And encouraging risky behavior.
Absolutely.
And then those bailouts.
Yeah, yeah.
He sees them as rewarding bad decisions.
Right.
And creating a system where the big players always win.
Yeah.
And regular people are left holding the bag.
He argues that these interventions create what's called a moral hazard.
Okay.
Where people are encouraged to take on more risk knowing that the government will step in if things go south.
Interesting.
And this leads to greater instability in the long run.
So it's about accountability.
It is.
People making responsible choices.
Right.
And accepting the consequences, good or bad.
He believes that this principle applies to individuals, businesses, and even governments.
So it's pretty radical perspective. It is.
But it makes you think about how we approach things here.
Yeah.
In Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Absolutely.
Do we want to be reliant on the government?
Right.
Or do we want to create a system
yeah.
where individuals and communities have more control?
That's the question he's asking us to consider.
It's not just about economics.
Yeah.
It's about values.
It's about values.
And how we want to live our lives.
Absolutely.
It's about self-reliance.
Yes.
Taking responsibility.
It is.
And building a better future for ourselves and our kids.
That's right.
But Ron Paul's vision, it goes beyond our borders, right?
It does.
He's also got these strong views on foreign policy.
He does. We mentioned earlier, he's a staunch non-interventionist.
Right.
He believes that the U.S. should focus on its own affairs.
Okay.
And avoid getting entangled in foreign conflicts.
It seems counterintuitive.
It does.
But he sees a link between a non-interventionist foreign policy and a strong economy. He argues that getting involved in these wars drains resources that could be used to build prosperity at home.
Okay.
He points out that these conflicts often benefit special interests.
Like who?
Like the military-industrial complex at the expense of everyday Americans.
I'm guessing he's not a fan of foreign aid either?
You guessed right. He sees it as often propping up corrupt governments rather than helping the people it's intended for.
Interesting.
He also argues that it creates dependency and undermines the ability of countries to develop their own economies.
So he's really challenging that whole idea of America being the world's policeman.
He believes that a non-interventionist foreign policy would make the U.S. more prosperous and secure in the long run.
Okay.
He argues that it would allow us to focus on our own problems
and
to build a more peaceful and stable world.
I want to kind of shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
And talk about how this ties into his views on international organizations.
Okay.
Like the IMF and the World Bank.
Yeah. He's very skeptical of these organizations.
Really?
He sees them as interfering with national sovereignty.
Okay.
And imposing policies that often harm developing countries.
Interesting.
He's also concerned about their impact on the value of the dollar.
Right. Which we talked about earlier.
Which we talked about earlier is a major concern for him.
It all comes back to that idea of individual liberty and limited government.
It does.
Whether it's local, national, or international.
Yeah.
He sees government as a threat.
As a threat to prosperity and freedom.
And he believes that the solution is empowering individuals and communities to take control.
That's right.
So before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to bring it back home.
Yeah.
To Deer Park LaPorte in Pasadena.
Absolutely.
We've talked about all these big ideas.
We have.
But how do they play out
in
our community?
That's a great question, and it's one that I think we should all be asking ourselves.
Yeah, let's explore that in the final part of our deep dive.
Let's do it.
All right, so we spent some time with Ron Paul's economic philosophy.
We did.
But, you know, what does it all mean for us here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena?
Well, what if instead of waiting for, like, a handout or a government program, we take Ron Paul's lead and we focus on building prosperity from the ground up?
We do have a ton of entrepreneurial spirit in these communities.
We do.
What if we just leaned into that more?
Exactly. And Ron Paul talks a lot about sound money.
Okay.
What's more sound than a local economy?
Right.
Where dollars are circulating within the community, supporting local businesses.
Right.
Creating jobs for our neighbors.
Instead of looking to Washington for the answers.
Right.
We start looking to each other.
Exactly.
Support our local businesses, invest in our community, and try to create a system where prosperity is homegrown.
It's very much in line with Ron Paul's thinking.
Yeah.
Empowering individuals and communities to take control of their own economic destinies.
It's about changing our mindset.
It is.
Instead of what can the government do for me?
Right.
It's what can I do for my community?
Exactly. And this ties back to his views on taxes and spending.
Okay.
If we reduce the burden of taxes at the federal level, that frees up more resources for individuals and local communities to invest in their own priorities.
So it's about taking ownership.
It is.
Deciding what's important to us and then putting our own resources toward it.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's supporting local schools. Maybe it's improving infrastructure.
Right.
Maybe it's investing in community programs.
It's taking his principles of individual liberty and limited government and putting them into practice right here in our own backyard.
So let's get specific.
Okay.
What can people do?
What can people do?
Here in these communities.
Well, for starters, we can make an effort to buy local.
Okay.
Whenever possible.
Yeah.
Support those mom and pop shops.
Right.
The local restaurants.
Right.
The businesses owned and operated by our neighbors.
It's a small thing.
It is.
But it can make a big difference.
It can make a real difference keeping those dollars circulating within the community.
Right.
Creates that ripple effect.
Yeah.
Of economic activity.
What else?
We can explore ways to support local entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Maybe through mentorship programs.
Okay.
Microloans.
Okay.
Or even just spreading the word about new businesses that are popping up.
And let's not forget about civic engagement.
Right.
Ron Paul is a big believer in getting involved in the political process.
Absolutely.
That starts right here at the local level.
It does.
Attending city council meetings.
Right.
Voicing our opinions.
Yeah.
Advocating for policies that support those principles of limited government.
Exactly.
We can also get involved in organizations.
Right.
Volunteer. Contribute to initiatives.
Absolutely.
It's all about recognizing we're in this together.
We are.
And that we have a lot of power to change things.
We do.
It's about taking his ideas and making them our own.
Making them our own, adapting them to our local context, and using them as a framework to build a more prosperous and free society right here.
Right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
That's right.
He gave us a lot to think about.
He did.
Whether you agree with him or not.
Right.
He makes you think.
He challenges us to question our assumptions and think critically about the systems that we live in.
And that's what Think and Act Locally is all about.
It is.
It's about empowering you, the listener, to think critically.
Yes.
And to make a difference in your community.
If you found value in our show,
please
consider supporting us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
You can find the link in our show notes.
In our show notes.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the mind of Ron Paul.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
And remember, the future is in your hands.